Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast show number 184. And as well as myself, Dan and Andy this week, we have got the Football Pubcast own Ronnie Biggs returning from Brazil to face justice. It's Jim Staples.
James.
James, yeah. Staples, sorry.
Talking of Biggs, one of them was out there. Not the Biggs, obviously. That'd be more difficult. But one of the ones that got away with it was drinking with a load of England fans.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't know which one, but one of them's still out.
One of the great train robbers.
Yeah.
How was it, Jim?
It was very good.
Yeah?
It was very good, yeah.
Even England?
Well, to be honest, I don't really remember either game, but we lost one and we drew one. Although, to be fair, the fans in Belo Horizonte for the Costa Rica game were absolutely awesome. We must have had about, I don't know, 10,000-15,000 in the grounds, and everyone just got in there and thought, right, fuck it, let's have a party. Yeah. It was real, really, really, really good fun.
Well, I think it's
been amazing that up until... Wasn't it a few days ago when the geezer had his ear bitten off? The reports were from the England fans that there had been not one single bit of trouble, and it would been like fantastic out there. And
well,
it'd been,
there's 2 points to that. First of all, the guy that got his ear bitten off happened about two rows away from me. That was in the that was when Uruguay scored their winner against us in Sao Paulo. So you're talking over 2 weeks ago now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Two weeks tomorrow. We're recording this on Wednesday. It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow. So that happened 2 weeks ago.
It only came out this weekend, didn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know. I said to Mike this morning, I saw someone got their ear bitten off. And Mike was like, we had that, we covered that. So I didn't know that that's been in the papers. That was in Sao Paulo. When Uruguay scored their winner, it kicked off everywhere. Uruguay and England were kicking off, then Brazilians got involved with England, then that was actually an incident between two England fans, as I understand.
But as in general reports,
That was 2 weeks ago Thursday.
No,
that
police with water cannons.
That was my second.
Like
that was my second day out in Brazil.
Hooligans with fire bombs.
No, yeah, basically, Sao Paulo, there was isolated instances, but most of that was actually started by either Brazilian locals or Uruguay fans in the England ends. I didn't see any trouble with the Argies, and there was a lot of Argies out there.
Apparently, there was the reports back here.
Between Argentina and Brazil.
Yeah. But that was only one incident in Belo Horizonte on the couple of days before we were there. But no, and out there, everyone loves the English out there because it was all done in very good spirits, and they were as disappointed about our team as we were. And I mean, I'm talking not just Brazilians, but every nation I bumped into were just like, why are you always so rubbish? Because they all watch our players.
The Brazilians
in particular were devastated about how bad we were. Yeah. And then like, a lot of them liked the fact that we were good fans out there, like the atmosphere in I don't remember the Uruguay atmosphere because I was out of it, but the game against Costa Rica, the Brazilians in Belo Horizonte couldn't really get their head around it. They were like, why so loud? Like, you're rubbish. I was like, we're in Brazil, we spent all that money to get there, we might as well have a good old sing song.
Did you bump into a lot of fans out there who had gone out there from the Costa Rica game onwards, so didn't really see
there was quite a few signs and tweets, the
MasterCard.
Interested to see if you spoke to anyone who spent a lot of money.
If you do that, it's always a gamble. One of my mates that was out there was in Rio, and the only game he was going to was that last game. So I spoke to him before the Uruguay game, and he said, cheer him on for me, they need to win. Because obviously he's in Rio for a week. The only game he's going to the whole time he's over in Brazil was that one game.
Yeah.
And he never thought, I think a lot of us didn't think we'd get through the group. I actually said on the show before, I could see us that game being a dead rubber. I actually said it. Because I even said to my mates, "Oh, if there's nothing on that game, we can just stay in Rio." But they said, "No, we should go because apparently it's really good. It is good. It's better than it's as good as Rio."
Yeah.
There was a lot of people like that, and I felt devastated for them. I actually got over it, flew into Sao Paulo, watched the game, and then after that night we went out, and in the morning we worked out, all right, so if Italy beat Costa Rica 2-3-0, all we have to do is beat Costa Rica and hope Italy win 1-0 or something like that. Working out all those permutations, and I was like, there's no point
about this.
I was on a flight from Sao Paulo down to Rio with Andrew Townsend.
Oh yeah.
And I sort of said to him, oh, I could have done with you yesterday, mate, blah 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 blah. There wasn't that many English on our flight either, so he was quite happy to chat away with two of his mates. And I said, oh, we've been trying to work out what we need, and he was like, there's no point, is there, let's be honest. Unless they win, then we can work it out. But he said, at the moment, there's not.
And they should have done it all, but...
Yeah. Well, we landed in Rio, and we looked at it, and it was 1-0 with 85 minutes gone. So I had about an hour where I was really disappointed, thinking, well, we're actually out now. And the fact that I had to fly down to Belo for that game that actually now meant nothing was a bit like of a kick in the teeth. A few of my mates took a afternoon to get over it. I took about half hour. Got a taxi from the airport. Got out of Copacabana Beach.
Yeah.
And from that moment on, it was just like
bikinis
hell.
Everywhere.
It wasn't just that; it's just like fans, like every single nation of fans out there. Everyone chatting to each other, like everyone drinking.
And you got on with everyone, especially the Americans.
Well, this is it. This is the funny thing. Like I've been first game I've watched in the UK since like the opening weekend of the tournament
last night.
Yeah. And fucking good was that?
It was decent. And on Twitter and that, everyone's quite pro-American. Out there, it's the exact opposite.
And
the only nation that everyone was like when they played Germany. It's English people going mental when Germany scores, and even I did a little bit, and that's just, and
what,
I feel
what
bad.
What, as in supporting, or?
No, against the USA, because they've got so many fans out there, and they're all idiots.
And I feel,
and I feel bad. We met one, American fan that knew his football, and he was just shaking his head at what we were witnessing. So I'll give you an example. We were in a place called Santa Teresa, which is a suburb of Rio, and it's probably like the sort of, I don't know how you describe it out here. It's about 5 minutes from their Shoreditch, which is Lapa. So that's where all of the trendy people go, and it's like drinking on the streets. Yeah. It's a really nice place. Santa Teresa is a little suburb of that. It's between Lapa and Christ Redeemer, so it's up in the mountains. It's a really nice sort of village-like atmosphere there.
Yeah.
We were watching it in a Brazilian bar, but obviously over there there's lots of Portugal fans because it's Portuguese-speaking, Portuguese families. So we watched the Portugal-States game, which was a decent game as well.
It was a really good game.
Watched that in this really traditional, quiet Brazilian bar. When the national anthems came on, they had three or four tables full of Portuguese that were sort of crying almost because they were so passionate about it. Then a table of Yanks came in and sat down.
Oh.
And at the end of it, when they were 2-1 up, there was two or three Yanks that were like high-fiving throw-ins and like high-fiving offside and just being
generally...
Well, the
problem is, with it being so close to America over there, it's easy for them to go over and you will get your... Kind of like when England travel away sometimes in Europe, you'll get your more casual fans who are just there for the jolly. You'll be your frat boys, and they have no knowledge of football. That's the annoying thing.
It's the fact they don't understand football. So that happened during the Portugal game, and you know me, I'm quite reserved anyway, so I just sort of let that go. No, I got stuck right into it, because they were singing like USA, and I was joining in, and everyone in the bar, including the Portuguese, knew that I was taking the piss, apart from the guys from the US. And at the end, I was really...
Sarcasm managed to translate
Portuguese, but not to Americans. Portuguese and Brazilians, not Americans. And I got they were really winding me up. And then when Portugal got their equaliser, at the end of it, the guy came to the bar because I'd been sort of taking the piss out of him, but he didn't realise. And I was really wanted to get angry at him, but then you talk to him and they're really nice people.
Yeah,
you talk to him one-to-one, and he was the most obnoxious. Yeah, like, he came across as arrogant, ignorant, obnoxious, and what have you, when he's high-fiving and he's like grinding, like doing stupid stuff in front of these Portuguese fans who are obviously very passionate and are gutted because they're about to go out the World Cup. And when he came over and we started chatting to him, he's like, it's a great game here. I can't believe we should have gone offensive. What he's saying is idiotic, but when he...
They're not bad people.
And it really sort of diffused my anger for them. And then when they played Germany...
Did you buy him a beer?
Yeah, we had quite a few beers with him, and then
I was not as impressed as my mate who was out there and bought a beer for Roberto Carlos.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, although there were celebs everywhere. I mean, Chris Kamara was following me around, I swear it.
did you hear about when you were there?
Yeah, it was chasing down a robber. It was on the Brazilian...
Tim was the robber.
It was on Brazilian news, and obviously the translator that I had there, they didn't like it at all, because they hated the fact that... they didn't know who Kamara was, obviously. They hated the fact that an English celebrity or an English form footballer was tweeting photos of that, because then they now think they're very out in Rio. They're very, very all they would ask
self conscious.
Are you going to tell people to come to Rio? Like, everyone's welcome to Rio. They just want more people out there because of this boom.
It has got a bad rep,
especially with the Olympics in 2 years as well.
Yeah, exactly. I never felt threatened once in Rio, apart from one night when we bumped into a load of Yanks and we were having a go at them. But
in general.
Yeah, it was, because they were singing that I believe that we will win. And I started changing the words slightly.
Is that to the tune of I Believe I Can Fly? Because I've read about this morning.
No, I Believe That We Will Win.
I wondered what that was.
That mixed in with USA, which just chants starting up everywhere. Like,
that must sound really...
It's cringeworthy, isn't it? But the first time I realised that it was quite a lot of
Andy States. It's already annoying me, I've had any one.
Was on the Copacabana Beach, right? We just watched Argentina versus Iran, which was amazing because in Rio there must have been 50,000, 60,000 Argies there.
About four Iranians.
well, this is it. Okay, so we're watching it, and the first half goes by, and there's Argies everywhere. And then Iran started having a couple of chances in the second half, didn't they? Load of English.
They should have taken the point out.
There's thousands of English there, and when Iran had a chance, everyone, all the English fans, like, I was like, oh, like that. And I looked around and I realised, fuck me, there's loads of like Brazilians, English, and then anyone who looks an underdog. So that game, if Iran had scored, it would have been mental. It would have been absolutely mental. Because these were passionate Argies as well.
All of the Argie games, there's big Brazilian contingents in the stadiums, aren't there? Yeah. And they're all cheering the opposition team.
And the Argies are also singing Maradona is better than Pele.
Right.
And it's been translated in all the papers, so the Brazilian fans know that they're singing that. But it seemed fairly good natured.
That's a new debate, isn't it?
It seemed fairly good natured between that lot as well. But
Is it the final?
It would be Argentina versus Brazil in American half of the final.
Just can't see that happening. Plus, the way they're both playing.
There's loads, because there's so many Brazilians in Rio, because they've all got in, like, if you go down to Copacabana, it's Copacabana, then there's a road off it. The second back road is just camper vans and
the Argies.
Not just all the Argies, like Colombians, people that can drive. Yeah. If you're like a day's drive from
Chile
it, they've just got in a car and they're living out of cars. It's quite funny. It's like a gypsy community, but they're all just playing football.
So other than the home nation, who's the best party nation out there?
Chile. Chile were absolutely fantastic.
Crazy.
Le, le, le. Viva Chile. That's what their song is.
And the most important question, how was your international debut?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Did you win?
About 5 minutes. No. But that was Sao Paulo, and like I say, like Sao Paulo for me, like, and all England fans were the same. Chatting to a load of people, what do you think of Sao Paulo?
Like
Not really. It's the fact. I didn't know it was how big it was. It's the biggest city in South America.
Yeah.
It's absolutely huge. Flying into it, I was like,
but it's more like an industrial city, isn't it?
It's about the size of England. It's ridiculous, and so there wasn't. You go to Rio and Belo, and England fans were meeting up in certain places. And obviously, when you get together, you feel a bit more sort of safe from what have you. In Sao Paulo, there was no real sort of community sort of spirit.
Yeah,
very
guidance.
Fans. Yeah, because it's just so big, so everyone was dotted around everywhere. Yeah. Belo. I was in Belo when Brazil played their last group game. That was just phenomenal. And then the knockout game against Chile. I was there because we had this bloke from that lives in Rio. I said to him, "Oh, where should we watch the game tomorrow?" He was like, "Oh, go to the horse racing track." I was like, "Really?" He said, "Yeah, get in a taxi and say Jockey Club." So we got in a taxi in the morning.
I'm not even funny. Some geezer tells me in a foreign country to go in a taxi and say Jockey Club. Yeah. I'm not sure I'd want to take his advice.
I'm there.
A little bit skeptical. So we jumped in his taxi, paid off the taxi, and we queued up. And there was loads of people queuing up. And we got to the front, and it was 60 real, which is it's only about 15 quid, 16 quid.
That's quite a lot of money.
Over there, that's a fucking fortune.
Yeah,
I think that's the single biggest transaction I'd made. I was going out for meals and drinking all night, and it didn't come to that much.
So you're a bit fucked off.
That's how much the ticket cost to get in, and we were like, well, what's this about? I don't really understand this. I think they just had a beauty tax because we were the only four English people in there, and I swear every bird in there, and it was about 9-1 the ratio of birds to blokes. Every bird in there was like a 9 out of 10. It was absolutely incredible. Mate, I didn't watch any of the game.
This is it, right? It's a South America, it's a Latina thing, right? Because I've just got back from I was in Barcelona, obviously the poor man's Rio, but. Over there, the fives are sevens, the sixes are eights, the sevens are nines, and like the fucking women are absolutely unbelievable. And just like you said, half the time I was in the bars watching the footy, I wasn't really watching the footy.
But what I found
quite interesting in obviously being in Barcelona, because annoyingly I was supposed to be in Barcelona for Spain's first knockout game if they'd gone through, which would have been fucking brilliant, but. It was actually quite interesting because, you know, over here, no matter what, pretty much everyone watches, like, especially from the knockout stages, all the English, no matter whether England are in it or not, we're fucking watching every game.
Yeah.
The Spanish were sulking. Really, really sulking. Everywhere was playing the game.
If you're in Barcelona, then they're Catalonian, so they don't really follow the national team anyway. So they might have just switched off from the World Cup.
I thought there'd be at least more interest in some of the bigger games, but there was real. Getting somewhere late to watch a game and thinking, shit, there'd be nowhere to sit. Fucking empty. Empty until about half time when people thought, oh, I might as well flock in and have a little see what's going on. Yeah. But there was no buzz about the World Cup down there at all.
I mean, if anything, I think. the pervading attitude over here has been the tournament's better for England being out, because you can actually, certainly amongst football
my
fans, because you can actually enjoy
attitude.
It. Yeah.
As soon as we went out,
gets like that, doesn't
after
it?
a couple more games. Obviously, when you're out there, you're watching three games a day, and when the games are getting better and better and better, I was just like, oh, isn't it nice not to have to worry about
who you're playing next?
If we'd have gone through, we'd have got absolutely smoked by Colombia anyway, wouldn't we? So, yeah.
And people forget Euro 2008 was a brilliant tournament. People forget it because England weren't there, but that's the last time that you can just sit there and enjoy it.
Going on for like, something like a brilliant tournament, like that game last night. USA.
Well, yeah, to go through the games from the lockout,
just from last night. Starting last night, that was fucking
backwards. Yeah,
just
it was a good game, but for the first 60 minutes, it wasn't very good.
It was open though.
It was open.
But I saw people saying like it's the best World Cup game I've ever seen.
No, I don't agree with that.
It's the best one I've seen in this World Cup for me.
Extra time was good, but even at extra time, at half time, there's no great shakes.
No, they just looked like Belgium were running away with it.
But it was if you take the game as a whole for me as well, like the fact that Belgium should have really outclassed them with ease, like the players they've got. But Klinsmann hasn't. I've done a decent fucking job with that USA team. He is because they are. There's not a lot of talent in that
Klinsmann's
team.
Klinsmann's an international manager. I think he has been exposed when he went to Bayern Munich at club level. He wasn't.
But the job he did with an average group of players.
Completely.
Like, I mean, the heart they showed.
Keep saying that they're average
because they're average ability. They have got average ability. They're nowhere near compared to
last night. Did you see a team that translated into average ability?
100%. That was their problem. Man, it was like the final ball, the final through ball, the shots, everything. They didn't quite have the quality. Fuck me, they didn't have to run their bollocks off.
I think they just lack composure. To be honest,
that's quality.
They're a team, not a team with great individuals. There's no great team ethic. There's always been camps within the England squad, whether you go back to the 90s when it was United players and Liverpool players not getting on. Now you've got your Liverpool players, your City players, United players, Arsenal, etc, etc. And different are just similar to the Dutch or the French at times in the past.
I think
America's always come first because they've not had any great club structure. There's never been...
There can't be a rival in the league now.
The MLS has existed for almost 20 years.
Sorry, just MLS.
Yeah, it's not the...
Not the MLS. You got to hear that last night.
Couldn't give a shit. The Major League Soccer, to give it its full name. But it's... There's no real historical...
No arrogance.
Arrogance behind it. Yeah, there's no...
I get that, but I just think that... I think technically they're better players than people are giving them credit for.
I certainly agree with that, but I don't think they're good enough players. You wouldn't see them walking into the top teams in the Premier League
or in Europe. Very poor players, and I think that's totally wrong. I think as athletes, they're fantastic. I think technically they're poor.
Yeah, the skills...
That was a problem. Although that 18-year-old right-back that came on in replacement of the other best players, awesome.
And the other one, Tim Howard, last night.
Tim Howard was...
The most saves that have been made in a World Cup game.
They're all out.
Since records.
He dived.
Boom.
I have to say, there was one where he tipped it where he really should have caught it.
Oh, yeah, that one was for the cameras. But the one that where he saved with his legs, the one that he tipped around the post, it was unstoppable.
Some great tweets
as well.
Oh, the Mexican keepers had a couple of fucking great games as well.
Great goalkeeper.
It was Algeria, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he was brilliant as
well. Yeah, he had a good game.
Well, Algeria put in a really good performance. They should have been clear at half-time,
They were really good.
Well, I mean, there's been no easy game in the last 16.
Colombia cruised against Uruguay.
1-0.
Yeah, but Uruguay...
It was 2-0 Colombia, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2-0.
2-0.
Up until Colombia scored their second goal, though,
there's always a question mark.
Likewise, I would have said maybe France-Nigeria, but that was...
France got their second very late.
France were a bit disappointed against Nigeria.
Compared to how they have been playing,
I felt really bad for Switzerland last night, especially after Di Maria had an absolute stinker for 180 minutes.
Who scored? Gave him a 9.7.
That's ridiculous.
I think Switzerland is just a team of spoilers, aren't they? And Argentina had a terrible game.
Shaqiri's fantastic. And Valon Barami.
Barami's
been brilliant all
he's
tournament.
He's a spoiler.
Got the lad up front who did
that. Shaqiri's
been fantastic.
Awesome.
Shaqiri.
Have you seen those calves?
That's one out of...
Jesus Christ,
one
that boy's
11
got some calves.
No, that's not... fair. I think Barami's not getting the credit. Yes, maybe his role is to break up play, but he's doing it well. What's wrong with being a spoiler, though? Would you say that about Claude Makélélé? He was a great player.
Well, we don't want teams like that getting any further in the World
Why
Cup.
Why not?
Because it's not. Why not? They've not come great
and
played.
They've taken Argentina, a great team, and that was an entertaining game. No, I enjoyed it.
Absolutely, they took it all the way.
Watching them against Ecuador when the great counter-attacking goal at the death, I disagree completely.
Oh, that was. I loved that game.
Yeah,
Harami with that tackle.
Even Switzerland lost, like their goalkeeper going up at the end, and hit him over a kick.
Lad,
fantastic.
I tell you what has been really nice: the Greeks. The Greeks all got the reputation of being defenders and not trying
and,
to...
And first game they looked like that.
Yeah, but then they've really started to express themselves, yeah. Unfortunately, and like actually played some really good attacking football and were... Unfortunately. Played some really good attacking football and were unlucky again to go out.
Friends from Costa Rica.
Oh my God. Oh
just
my
amazing.
God.
It's strange, you've seen...
How to...
That was a 5-3.
Have you seen,
yeah,
have
how
you
to
seen
take
any...
penalties by Greece and Costa Rica, wasn't it?
Yeah. So have you seen any of the photos amazing. Of the Costa Rican... I don't know what the capital is. I met some Costa Rica fans out that night. That was the same night as...
Is it San Jose?
Same night as England played... Sure. That Brazil beat Chile, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Costa Rica were out in force. And one of the lads was showing me... He said, look at this. And it was on Twitter or Facebook. He was showing me photos of them watching it in the... I think they'd gone out that night to celebrate because someone had just sent it from home or something like that. Have a look at that. It looked absolutely... They're in the quarterfinals of the World Cup.
It's Costa Rica. It's fucking brilliant.
Fair play to them. Fair play. I mean, but that penalty shootout was almost the polar opposite.
Oh, the Brazil one.
The Brazil one where it was...
That was shocking, the Brazil penalties.
Brilliant, yeah. Dragging it wide. You don't see that often these days.
No, not even hitting the target.
Missing the target completely.
You do sometimes putting it over or like a Chris Wall when you've just tried for power. But
oh, yeah, but wider than Mark. Sorry, yeah. But I mean, why is Hulk still playing football at any level?
He was one of the best players for Brazil that day.
I feel bad for him.
He was one of their best players on the day.
Hulk was unlucky. He had the goal disallowed, which should have stood.
Yeah, but the rest of it. But he can't hit a cow's arse with a banjo. He can't cross.
I feel bad for him. He's on poor form. He's low on confidence. But he's working hard.
No, he's fucking
replacing
useless.
With Wayne Rooney. It's the same story. Him, mate,
There weren't many players that played better than him in that team.
No. That says nothing though, because they played shit that game.
But he was still one of their best performers.
He was fucking. He's terrible, mate.
Speaking of playing shit,
he's got
and
no
getting
delivery.
Away with it. The Dutch against Mexico. Right until the end, on the way out.
I was on the plane.
You must be happy. Van Gaal looks like he's making the right decisions.
Yeah, that drinks break did him all right, didn't it?
Yeah, the drinks break. Well,
actually,
that's what he said made
the
difference.
About that?
What the fuck? I'm really, really worried.
They just put it in Qatar, aren't they?
Yeah, well, no, but there's a danger of our beautiful game being a game of two halves being ruined here.
Or game of three halves.
Yeah.
No, I
still don't understand why. But it's not. Why don't they do four quarters? Why do they do it after half hour, have a drinks break, then have 15 minutes to the end of the game and have another break, and then have 15, have a break?
But there's always water available to anyone playing. There's water bottles all around.
You try playing in 45 degree heat.
That is the thing.
Yeah, but they've always done it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
no one's died from it.
Yeah, this is before water rather than isotonic.
Everyone's drinking. You can have a drink anytime you want from the touchline. The ball's not continuously in play.
Not playing centre
mid.
For the first time this show, I agree with Andy. Completely.
How long has it taken?
Things are getting dodgy. And speaking of getting dodgy, I'm bringing in the tennis
nice. Well done, lad. Well
Cameroon. The match fixing allegations.
Oh dear.
The Cameroonian Football Association quite said they're investigating 7 bad apples in their team after a convicted match fix from Singapore. I can't remember his name.
He predicted that they'd lose 4-0 on Facebook chat.
Facebook chat to a German magazine, Das Spiegel.
Against Croatia.
Yeah, it would be 4-0 and they'd get someone sent off in the first half.
And lo and behold,
supposedly, that was after the game.
No, I read just before coming down here that it was a few days before the game.
I thought he's saying that it was after the game.
Maybe.
But they're
I might
saying
have
it was
misread
before.
It.
No, I think you might be wrong.
But the fact that Alex Song could be involved, that's the thing I find
very
strange. Yeah,
very high profile.
Earning a lot of money, high profile.
It's similar to what I was reading about. What's the cricketer who's just been done? The Kiwi cricketer.
Yeah, the New Zealand. I can't remember his name.
Anyway,
Cameroon didn't go through, did they?
No, they lost all three.
But it's all about. But they were saying about whether it's either to do with money, greed, or power. Having that sort of god complex of being able to, having that fucking power to be able to change the course of history and that, that sort of shit. I mean, that's what they said. They might not necessarily. They don't do it for the money necessarily, but it's either bribery, power or or money.
But there are some other high-profile players in that Cameroon team. I'm not suggesting that Eto'o would be involved
Etu's
in that.
Asiwa Kotto's, who had a fight in that game.
Yeah.
Your Etanji's, I mean...
He's nuts though, Benoit Asikotu. We've known that for fucking ages. He's absolutely bonkers.
But yeah, it's true. Similarly with Ghana, obviously, a few days before they got knocked out, sending Boateng and Montario, apparently for beating up one of their coaches.
I was disappointed with the...
I missed that.
What was Ghana's last game?
Ghana's last game would have been Portugal.
Yeah.
They went out with a whimper, didn't they? Yeah, they went out with a whimper.
At one stage...
No, it didn't matter. They could have gone through.
If they'd scored... Yeah.
It was all dependent on the other game, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but at one stage...
Yeah, but they lost, didn't they?
Germany were beating the States 1-0. Ghana were...
Portugal won that game, didn't they?
And all it needed was one more goal either game.
If Ghana had won 2 or 3-0 and USA had drawn 1-0...
They didn't even need to win 2 or 3-0.
Oh, 2-0 they were.
2-0.
And they were 1-0 up, weren't they?
I think so, yeah.
They were 1-0 up.
They had everything to play for at one point, Ghana, and they went out with a win.
They didn't have to have a go at Germany, didn't they?
Yeah.
I was watching that in Rio, and then I remember... Two of my mates.
You've had a good holiday when you say it. I remember.
Well, yeah, it's all coming back to me now while we're talking about it. You know, if you're pissed and you're watching games in pubs, you're not really watching them in the same depth as you would.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was after the Ghana Germany game. There was a game which was really good, and we were like, "Oh, this is fucking brilliant!" And two of my mates were like, "Oh, the next one's going to be rubbish," because it was South Korea versus
Algeria.
Yes.
Fucking great! What a game!
And me and my mate were like, "No, we're going to watch this because you never know. It might be the best game of the tournament." And they fucking pissed themselves, and we were like, "Well,
brilliant!
No, everyone's going to. This is the game that everyone's looking at in the whole of the first round, thinking, well, this will be rubbish.
I'll swerve that one.
It's one of them.
3-0 at half time. South Korea get two back. Ended 4-2. I think.
Yeah, 4-2. Yeah.
Brilliant. And a load of South Koreans turned up, were in the same pub as us, so we were going mental and they were going mental. They came back from the beach like, "Oh, that was rubbish, wasn't it?" "Oh yeah, really rubbish. Best game of the tournament, dickheads."
But that's what I think has been great about this World Cup, and continues to be great about this World Cup, because there's been the underdogs of, you know, like, you know, we were saying, every one of the eight group winners is now through to the quarterfinal stage.
Which is
fantastic. But they've all been given a fucking great game from the runners up of each group in each game. And I was speaking to my old man last night, and he was like, "Yeah, but no team's really that strong, are they?" I went, "Yeah, Dad, that's the point." I went, "That's fucking brilliant." I went,
it's
going into the last 16, and we still haven't got a clue who's going to win.
I would say there's probably six teams out of that last eight who could win it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Who's to say that Costa Rica can't? I'm guessing that you're...
I don't know, he was one of the eight.
Costa Rica. I think
I would say seven. Yeah. I would say just Costa Rica, but maybe I would argue, but because
they beat Italy and Uruguay.
They did, but
it's the really bad Italy team, and it was a Uruguay team without Suarez.
That's
the devil's
advocate's
play. When the last 16 were finalised, sat down with mates and I had a wall chart out there, and we sat down because I was like, "Does anyone really know what's going on in this tournament?" And everyone was like, "No, not really." So we sat down, and what we did, we filled out the wall chart. We got some Wi-Fi, we filled out the wall chart, and then we looked at the last 16.
Is that free Wi-Fi?
Well, not very much, many places. They don't do Wi-Fi in Brazil.
They do it fucking everywhere in Spain. It's amazing.
Well, they say they do it, but like, I stayed in about six different hotels, and not once did I have Wi-Fi. One place I did, I had to lay in a fucking corridor to get it.
Brilliant.
Which was quite good, so I came back at 7 in the morning one morning, I finally got some Wi-Fi, and these like South Koreans came out, were like, "Good morning," and I was like, morning." I'm like lying across their front fucking door. Anyway, so we sat down, we worked it all out, and then we looked at it, and I remember going, "Right, if this team didn't win," I worked out what the quarterfinals could be, and as I worked it out, it was exactly the teams that I wanted to win have exactly won, because I said, "Look, if it all works out, this could be the quarterfinals." Yeah. So you've got the first one is Brazil versus Colombia. So that is the host nation,
classic,
versus
probably against the informed team,
one of the strongest teams from the qualifying.
And can we just say Rodriguez's goal against the first goal, the volley. Just a little glance over the shoulder before he did it. Top class.
But also, so you got chip that he scored in the group game as well was,
and he's assisted four or five as well, isn't he?
At the moment, player of the tournament.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
Oh, Messi's probably the only person for me that comes close.
Robin, but last night Messi didn't play very well. So
well, actually, we haven't mentioned.
There was no one who played.
Robin's controversy admitting to diving.
Yeah, that's all. Is that admirable
to come out and actually admit it, or does it show?
It's a bit foolish when you could actually maybe get banned from the next game if you if FIFA want to do something about it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's foolish. But then again. I know, obviously, it's not the same as biting someone, but look at the mockery that Suarez got for trying to first pretend that he didn't bite someone, as opposed to Robin just going, all right, look, fair. But I mean, to be fair, he should have had a pen earlier in the game.
Yeah.
100% should have had a pen earlier in the game, so he deserved one. I know that's not how it worked, but...
He said he didn't dive
for the penalty that he got anyway.
He said he dived in what he said.
I think he's dived for a decision that he didn't get given anyway. So yeah.
There was another occasion where he could have dived as well. He got that and he stayed up because he thought he was going to score.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he'd gone down then, it was a definite penalty. But there you go. So the first game is
Brazil Colombia,
or that side of the tournament, and then you've got. France Germany, which is the actual first game, isn't it? France Germany is the first game.
Well, that's going to be a crap.
That's fucking brilliant, the story behind that. So you've got the host versus the surprise, or the strongest team.
Two World Cup winners.
Two European heavyweights,
and two countries with massively interlinked histories and rivalry. Yeah.
And then to go through their games in the last 16, Germany got a load of stick apparently, but not playing very well.
Algeria really came at them.
I think they did a very good job on Algeria just to stay in the game at some stage. Yeah. Because Algeria, like,
and physically they're really strong and they bully Germany.
Manuel Neuer is the sweeper keeper throughout that as well.
Did you see his heat map? He spent most of the time in like fucking.
The last one, the Algerian player bottled it. He could have gone in. He's gone in there and put a foot in. He's got a chance and he didn't fancy it. That's because Neuer was so good coming off his line and doesn't try and do anything. Just boots it out into play.
But actually, the other thing, the Algerians got their tactics right, especially in the first 45 minutes, more so than Germany did. Germany were being tactically outclassed as well as physically outclassed.
They didn't play very well, but Mertesacker came out at the end and went, "What do you think we're going to do? Steamroller a team 4-0?" He said, "We've got through. That's the main thing."
He had a right old go at the. I'm not sure if he actually meant that.
Yeah. And he's been quite honest.
I like the fact that Company just tweeted last night, two words, Tim Howard, #respect.
Did he? Yeah, that's all he tweeted last night.
But he's been different class as well. Last night, Company, even though they weren't that strong going forward,
Company had that miss where he kind of stumbled over the ball.
He did have that one, but
the amount of times he swept up,
and he's fucking.
Do you know, going back to Germany, you know Germany are now saying that free kick routine was planned.
Speaking of free kick routines, fuck me, the USA's States. Last night.
Right, that was amazing. Stop talking about the US.
But it was so good.
USA.
That's what I said.
Where he fell over.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's tremendous.
It's a dummy run, and then you're not expecting him to actually be running through to pick the ball up.
It was a terrible chip. They should release some footage from the training ground. Yeah. They should have had someone filming it to prove. But why have you? So that's France Germany, and then on the other side of the.
I thought the winner of France Germany would play the Argentine. I thought that was the way.
I think it's France Germany versus.
So the other games we got Holland against Costa Rica.
The France game as well. I thought they were in control of that. I didn't really think. Don't know why they should have brought Shalom Ramovi on. Don't know why they didn't bring Shalom Ramovi on.
Very strange.
Speaking of which, Samsung. Have you seen their advert, the robots one? They've got Messi, Ronaldo, Rooney, Victor Moses.
Well, this is the one that we started. Remember, a year ago, whatever it was, I started the Galaxy 11.
Yeah,
isn't that one?
It's fucking dreadful.
They started that ages ago. Dreadful. That's been a fucking massive campaign.
Back onto the quarterfinals.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah. So you've got the Dutch versus Costa Rica, which
it's going to be a good
surprise
game.
Package. The Dutch look good, but everyone in Holland isn't that happy with them because they're not playing terrible football.
Van Persie barely had a touch in the last game.
Service wasn't great to him.
When he got brought off with 20 minutes ago, now his transfer out of United is back on now. Van Gaal, they brought
Huntelaar on, they went a bit more direct, and Huntelaar was just knocking it down, and suddenly they looked decent, didn't they? But Robin, when he gets the ball and he's running at people, he's such a weapon. Same as Messi, you know he's going to do something with it. It's ridiculous.
It's wonderful to watch.
And if Hazard switches that on as well, which is well capable of doing against the Argies, then.
Belgium against Argentina.
So there you've got the tournament favourites. Versus the the dark horses, everyone's dark horses.
No, we can't call them dark horses anymore.
They're in the last eight.
Well, no, no, pre-tournament dark horses versus pre-tournament favourites. That's how I'm billing it.
No, you missed it the other week where we were talking about how they can't be dark horses because they've been so overhyped for a year.
Oh, all right, then.
Well, no, but I know what you're getting.
The so-called golden generation, yeah, whatever you want to term it.
The thing that I love as well is that you look at the Germans. I mean, the French started well, but the Germans, the Brazilians, the Argentinians,
not playing that well.
None of them are really playing that well.
Brazil, I'm
waiting for one of them. You know, look at Argentina. If they kick on, if everyone comes to form now, well, especially even the teams that have been playing well, continue the form. These quarterfinals could be fucking amazing.
They all could go either way.
For the semis, I'd like Brazil Germany semi. And Argentina Holland semi. I think that's the way to draw it.
I know that Brazil and Argentina are apart, and Germany and Holland are apart. But they're the four teams I'd like to go with. I wouldn't mind seeing the French go through. I think the French have been very good and quite quietly built a very good team.
I just like the fact that if it is Brazil, Brazil Germany and Holland Argentina, just the fact that there could be a massive. Holland Germany is probably one of the biggest rivalries in world football.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brazil Argentina would just be a mess for that
it
to happen.
It would make for great finals.
Yeah, it'd be fucking brilliant.
Either four of those teams in a final, and if the two Europeans went through or the two South Americans went through, then it would be not only a derby as well as a final.
Yeah. Did anyone watch the game last night?
Yes.
Right. We've just spoken about it for half an hour.
But did you watch it properly?
Yes.
Worst haircut of the World Cup
strand
last
of hair.
Night. Worst haircut without doubt.
Take some nail scissors.
Palacio, the Argentinian forward who came on for.
That guy, I think meant USA.
No.
You said last night.
Yeah. Okay.
Rather than yesterday evening.
There's one haircut which really does stand out from the crowd.
There's been some shit lids.
But this one is the worst. I don't like that use of the phrase shit lids. But I don't like the trend of having your number shaved into the side.
The Americans getting the bloody faces of the players shaved into the back of their heads.
Someone with Javier Hernandez on the back of his head in Texas.
I tell you what,
they don't like the Mexican Chicharito.
Don't they?
Mexican, they're not like him.
Why?
Don't know.
I asked them, they didn't really give me an answer.
Yeah. I was watching it in a bar.
They didn't want him coming on.
Full of Mexicans, just off the Copacabana. When he came on, they were giving it shitloads. And there was this one guy. I was like, why do they hate me? He went, I don't know. His girlfriend was Mexican because he looked English. He had Mexico shot. Yeah. I was like, why do they hate
him? He had a really bad goal scoring record in the last 12 months, 18 months or so.
I think it's that messy thing of plays where, well, he doesn't really play at club level, but impressive at club level and doesn't turn
it on. The thing is, he's something like their second highest goal scorer of all time. He's only 24.
But in the last 18 months, I think his record's terrible.
Obviously, there's a reason why he's on the bench.
Yeah.
Which was
because the lad Peralta.
He features in all, like, he was in the Dr. Dre advert.
Quality. Peralta. Where's Peralta at?
He's playing in Mexico still.
He was such a handful up front in that game. He was fucking different class.
Yeah. So can I just ask you boys as well? So I flew back last night. So I haven't seen any of the reaction to the England fallout.
I missed a lot of it.
Did they go at Hodgson? Did they go at the players?
A little bit of the players.
A little bit of English football in general. Quite a lot of the Premier League as being a poisonous influence, stopping young players coming through. It was all your typical incoherent tabloid crap. A few people tried to start the Hodgson should go campaign. Didn't really take off.
There was a few England fans out in the last game in Bello. Like I said, most people just pissed up and enjoying it. There was a few people that were booing everyone. Jack Wilshere came in with some fierce sticks when he came on, which I sort of joined in a little bit because he kept falling on the floor again.
He did fall over a lot.
Someone just shouted. Yeah. He came quite near the England fans. Someone shouted, "For fuck, Wilshere, you made a glass, you cunt." But in general, people were shouting down. If people were booing, people were shouting down and saying, "Why are you getting them?" And I was like, I thought before the game, I thought I'd be really angry with them recently, but I wasn't. I was just in a mood where, oh, we're shit, but let's just get on with it.
Yeah.
I think that's the campiest thing I've ever seen you do, by the way. Oh, we're shit, it doesn't matter. With the hand gesture.
But so I'm interested just to know what everyone's sort of reaction to it was. Someone was having a right go at Hodgson. And it was quite funny the reason he did it, because the England fans were singing Hodgson, give us a wave. A friend in front of me was going for it, then he didn't give us a wave, so he started slaughtering. I was like, hang on, you were just not asking for a wave. I turned around and went, mate, because he was going, Hodgson, you pick shit. And I went, mate, what are you unhappy with? And I was like, I said, I'm not getting at you. Well, I was just having it, like, just in general. I was like, obviously you're having a right go at Hodgson there. What would you have done differently? Who would you have picked differently?
But then again,
I think he set the team up perfect against Italy. And
look at how we've progressed over the last 2 years from the last major tournament. We've gone from playing long ball to playing in triangles and at least trying to play the ball through the pitch rather than.
Right, but this is what I talked about, and I'm not sure we talked about the other night. Are we playing to our strengths? Are we trying to play something we're not good enough?
But this is what we're getting what we asked for. It's just 2 years. It's just a little bit early in the natural progression of how the team develops.
I don't know.
People are forgetting that everyone was happy with the performance against Italy.
Yeah, we were.
Played well in that game. There was no.
You say
criticism.
We played well, but now looking at it, it was a really bad Italy team. That's the depressing thing.
I mean,
it's. No, but, sorry. Against Italy, I was happy with the lineup. Against Uruguay, I was happy with the lineup. Let's be honest. When Rooney scored that goal, it went absolutely. I've never celebrated a goal like it. I don't think internationally. I've celebrated Jill's goals like it. It went absolutely poppy.
Because everyone had written us off by then. Once we'd gone 1-0 down,
and then we had a 5-6 minute spell where the crowd really got behind them, and I actually thought we're going to win it. And if we'd won that game, we'd still be
right. But we're talking about a lineup, right? Yeah, all you've mentioned, Stage Rose, is the lineup, right? That's one thing. But you look at take the Costa Rica stuff, who haven't got, like I said, player for player, haven't got the players that we've got. But you look at, then you've got to ask about the training regime, the tactics and stuff like that. To be honest, mate,
we've had Capello, who's known as one of the best managers in the world. We've had him in there. We've tried Ericsson in there. We've tried everyone in there.
I think we're not doing something right. Ericsson's probably been the best manager we've had since Robson.
But someone's not doing something right. Someone's not doing something right. We have these players. We have players that are fucking good players. But we're not doing something right.
Let's stop dwelling on that because we've not got much time left.
Fair enough. I did want to just add one more thing on this, and it really frustrated me against Italy, and then it got even worse against Uruguay, and that's, we had, I think it was something like, it was either 9 or 11 corners against Italy in the first game, right? Dead ball situation, and we never really looked like scoring from.
They were going front post, weren't they?
And the delivery in the Uruguay game, we had even more set plays in strong positions, and we did fuck all with it.
Delivery in general this World Cup has been poor. Yeah. Delivery from set pieces in general has been poor.
And that's why I've said it. I don't think it's on the manager at all. I just think the application from the players, it didn't happen, right?
I don't know.
I think it's on the players. You can't keep blaming managers.
Fuck England. Yeah. One question to everyone. Who do you think will win? Who do you want to win? I'll go first of all. I think the Argies are going to win it, and I want, having been out there, I want Brazil to win it.
I think I would agree with you. I think Argentina are going to win it, but I would probably, linked by club affiliations, I'd like the Dutch to win it.
Fair enough. See, the Dutch as well, you can't believe they've never won it. It's bizarre.
Really. They've lost three finals. Yeah. I think they're due. I think they deserve it, and they've got some great.
There's not that many Jews.
Andy?
Come on. I'll stick with Argentina because I said it at the start. But
they've got a big game in it. They haven't played that
well.
They've got to click sometime
because at the moment they've got through and they haven't played well.
I don't even agree with that idea.
I'd really like Colombia to win it. I think they've been by far and away the freshest football out there.
That would be amazing if they did.
I'd love them to win it. I think it'd be brilliant.
I think it was. I said this. Did you know this? I think it was in the last 16. When the knockout stages came, there had been no player that was playing at in the World Cup had won the World Cup.
Yeah, it was after. Yeah, it was.
Sorry, I don't understand what
you're saying. So with the teams left in the last 16,
no player had won the World Cup.
No previous winner. No, it's no previous winner. So whoever, obviously now is even less, but
put Deschamps in there, really.
Yeah,
he's won it.
Yeah. 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 Good old Jürgen.
Well, no player.
Yeah.
But yeah. So
and Scolari. Scorries won it as a manager.
Oh, right, yeah. I was like, fuck me, you're going back a long way now.
I don't really know. I'd like to see an underdog win it.
Colombia, then.
Costa Rica, then.
Yeah. But I reckon Brazil are going to do it. I reckon they'll force them over the line.
It'd be interesting to see. A few of the notes from just around.
My
football.
Ideal final, just quickly, would be Brazil Argentina.
Yeah,
if Brazil can win it, because. That would be like us winning it in Germany. But
you might actually see a big riot, a really big riot in Brazil.
Well, there's enough Argies out there, I think they'd probably win it.
Yeah.
They reckon there was 40,000 in the ground the other day because it was nearest, it was poor leg, I think.
They ransacked it.
They had 100,000 out.
Yeah. But so just very quickly, a few other things. Southampton have made a lot of money this week.
Kuhn's on Twitter as well, did you know that?
Huh?
The manager's on Twitter.
Good luck.
Yeah. Oh. And it's actually him.
Which manager?
Oh, brilliant.
Ronald Koeman.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, look him up. Ryan Gold, the young Scottish lad from Dundee United, joined Sport in Lisbon today. Roy Keane's at Aston Villa is the assistant.
Odd.
Tom Ince is turning down Inter Milan to go to Hull.
Strange.
First thing for everything. Diego Costa's confirmed at Chelsea.
Wanker.
And the Champions League is back. Last night, Santa Coloma of Andorra beat Benance of Armenia 1-0. La Fiorita of San Marino
this
lost
is not
at home.
This is not interesting.
1-0 to Livadia Tallinn. It'll fit in with what you're saying most of the time there, Dan. Ba-dum-punch. Salima of Malta in the Europa League. Fair play. They drew with Ferencváros, relative giants from Hungary.
Speaking of the Europa League, did you see Aberystwyth take the piss out of Man United?
Uh-huh. I did. Very good. And
they're on the way to Europa League.
Dundalk, congratulations.
You're coming. No, you're not.
Congratulations to Dundalk from Ireland. They beat the Luxembourgian relative giants in that country. Genus-esque 2-0 away. It's been a good week. Let's hope the next week of the World Cup, because next week we'll be previewing the final.
Well, depends what day we do it.
Maybe we'll be previewing the semi-finals. Maybe we'll be halfway through. Maybe we'll do a show on Saturday. Who knows? It's crazy. But enjoy it. Footballpodcast.tumblr.com. I'm that excited at Football Podcast on Twitter. Have fun. Now I need a pint.